Hi there, this is Jack from Mind. I'm just talking to my colleague Ellie about her experiences of the first 4 days of working for Mind, and in particular watching TV and tweeting about it with Mind supporters. So Ellie, I want you to tell me what it is that you actually are doing when you're sitting there watching telly. What are you looking for in the programme? What are you tweeting about?
I think the most important thing to do when you're live tweeting along with an audience watching a programme about mental health is to pick out issues that the audience might want to find out more about, and that you could, so you provide links to Mind resources that may be issues that are being addressed in the programme. A lot of the time you see tweets from people saying, oh my god, I didn't know anyone else went through this. Where can I find out more? And you can kind of go provide people with information that. And it's also just about having a presence in the community, because instinctively people who are interested in these issues will be watching these programs. And it's also, you know, to get involved in the hashtag, you can get more supporters and introduce yourself to a wider audience, basically.
Have you been watching any programmes recently that have generated kind of controversy or mixed responses from people when you've been live tweeting about it?
I think the main one would have been recently is the Don't Call Me Crazy, which is a series of three programmes following some young people in inpatient care in Manchester. And while it was really enlightening and great to see issues of mental health being covered on such a with such a wide audience, it there were some issues around triggering. Even me, as a person in my late 20s, found it difficult to watch, and also around consent and whether these young people were able to give consent, given that they were so young and in such a fragile state of mind.
How do you think media affects our perception of mental health?
I think it's a balance, and it's really something that can be done very well or very badly. You can kind of create a spectacle of people going through these difficult times, and or you can sensitively portray them and normalise it in a way that is, you know, reduces stigma around them.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Ellie. Cheers.